This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Let's talk cars here for a minute, shall we? Cars and jobs, picking up on the JOLTS report Matt Levin got us going with. There is a whole lot of right-sizing going on at the moment at the big American car makers, Ford, GM, Stellantis, too. That's the parent company of Chrysler and Jeep. Buyouts at some, a more conservative approach to hiring at others, which is, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, part of a bigger shift playing out in that industry.
Car companies prefer to talk about the newest electrical this or the latest autonomous that. But all those shiny new cars and trucks are designed, made, and marketed by people. Ford's CEO has said his company has too many of them.
Usually you don't say that publicly.
That's Morningstar analyst David Whiston, who says he was surprised by Ford's recent decision to offer white-collar workers deemed underperforming the option to go through a special review process or leave with severance. But change is happening across the industry.
Companies are battling the transition to a new type of propulsion, the kind of transition that really hasn't happened since the early 20th century.
Shifting away from internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. Ford's plans affect a small subset of people with 8 or more years with the company, says spokesperson Marissa Bradley.
A key element of delivering the broader transformation is to have the best talent possible working on the business.
GM has limited hiring to what it calls critical needs and positions that support growth. Stellantis, which owns Chrysler and Jeep, is offering voluntary buyouts to some of its 13,000 salaried U.S. workers. And as with Ford, the offer applies to company veterans. In this case, those 55 and older with at least 10 years there, which comes with a cost, says Brian Finkelmeyer of Cox Automotive.
A lot of tribal knowledge walks out the door when you lose those people.
But buyouts and selective hiring across the big three now don't necessarily mean layoffs later, says S&P Global Mobility analyst Stephanie Brinley.
Some of the people that they already have can make that transition with them.
Developing new skill sets where they already are. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.